Wait for it, wait for it. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Hallo, ich bin der andere Ami, David Guerra, und willkommen auf der 41. Folge der BerlinBrigade.com Podcast. As I said hello, I am the other American, David Guerra, and welcome to the 41st episode of the BerlinBrigade.com Podcast. I'm also a former member of Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade, United States Army, and I thank you for taking the time to join me today on this, the greatest podcast exclusively dedicated to all the men and women that ever served in and supported the mission of the United States Army's most illustrious and most prestigious unit, the Berlin Brigade and the Berlin Command. Hey, how about that summer? Is it hot enough for you? It's just beyond belief hot down here, but man, everywhere it's just hot. So, fall's just around the corner, so let's hope for the best. Let's hope it cools off a little bit. But listen, there's plenty of great stuff I'm going to talk about today. So without any further delay, los geht's mit diesem Podcast.
It's time for the special announcements.
Before we get into episode 41, I want to give out another great big BerlinBrigade.com thanks again to my good friend, our good friend, John Alvarado, for spending time to talk, for taking time to talk to us on his second part of the interview. It was a lot of fun, and that was in episode 40. If you haven't heard it, I do recommend you hear episode 40 and the first interview a little bit before that. John, thanks a lot for your time. Thanks a lot for the great information. Thanks a lot for sharing with us. We all greatly appreciate it. Thank you. All right, let's get started. From the Berlin Brigade email bag, email folder, there we go. Let's just dive right in with the first email. Hey, Dave, my name is Greg, and I was stationed at the Medac as an orthopedic tech from 89 to 92. I cannot find any real pictures of that time period of the people or events like the Volksfest. For 2 years, I worked at the mixed drink stand. That was certainly interesting. I bet it was. I bet it was, Greg. Anyway, if you know of any people or pics of the Berlin Medic at that time, let me know. Well, tell you what, Greg, what we're going to do is put a call out. Anybody that served from 89 to 92 in Medic and you've got Medic and you've got photos, hey, why don't you send them on over? We'll upload them to the gallery. Now, for something very interesting, because this is Volksfest season right now, we're in the middle of it. It is August, late July, early August. Folks, if you have any photos from any and all Volksfest, please scan them and scan them into your computer and send a copy over. And we'll add them to a new section I'm creating in the gallery page, and it's called the Volksfest Gallery. And tell me the year. It's who you are. We'll give you your name, give you credit, and the year that you took that photo or what Volksfest that is. I'm going to go ahead and start putting mine up. Some of them I was kind of hesitant because, well, the content. Don't forget, I was a kid. But, well, technically, yeah. Anyway, You kind of know where I'm going with that. But still, there's some great photos, some great people in the photos. So I'm going to go ahead and start creating the gallery and get it up there. By the time you're hearing this, the gallery should be up. Now, this request is not just for anyone in the years 1989 to 1992, but for all the years that the German-American Volksfest took place there in the American sector. Now it's downtown, up by the Hauptbahnhof, up by Mitte, Berlin Mitte, the town center. And again, if you've got photos and you're a vet and you were there for any of the ones that took place after we left the left Berlin, and by all means, send them over. Include the year. It's important to include the year. But it'd be really interesting to see a wide and varied selection of photos from across the years of the Volksfest. So again, I invite you, send them on over, dave@berlinbrigade.com. So look forward to that. And Greg, again, if you were in Medac from around that time and you've got some photos, let us know. We'll get them up online. Our next email comes in and is asking about our home away from home, and that is McNair. And the question or the email goes, the author is that sent the email was a member of Charlie 26, and his barracks were right above, well, the area we're talking about here in the email. And it reads, was the building that had the McNair Museum in it torn down or refurbished in 2011? 2011. Well, thanks for the email, and in regards to your question about the former McNair Museum building, all I know is that the plan is to gut all of the buildings in McNair and to formally tear nothing down, as the buildings, for as old as they are still structurally sound. The plan is to do a complete refurb from within the buildings, inside the buildings, totally new wiring, new piping, the whole nine yards. There are plans to add new buildings on the grounds of the west side of McNair, but what is already in place will remain in place. So again, it'll still look like McNair Barracks on the outside. Of course, there'll be some cosmetic changes. Balconies are added. New windows are going in. But for a quick glance, you haven't been there in years, and you're going back. You look back. Hey, that's McNair. And it technically, well, it still is. It's under a new name. Monroe Park. The last I heard, they want to have the entire site completely done and ready for total occupancy by 2015, so I hope that helps. And as things change, you know, we can look things up, and if anybody goes and is there on the ground in Berlin, you know, 411 update, you know, give us some info, give us an update as to what's going on, give us a sit rep of the latest there on the grounds at the former McNair Barracks. Our next email is a looking for someone email, and we get these occasionally, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to take a slightly different approach on how we do them from here on out, again, to protect the privacy of the individual that they're looking for, that's being looked for. Well, both sides. Who's doing the looking and who's looking to be found or not. But either way, I'm going to do it a little bit different. And so here's how the email goes, and then I'll explain what I'm going to do. Hey, Dave, do you know who Joseph Weibels is? He was in Charlie Company, 5th Battalion, 502nd Infantry Regiment from about May of 83 to May of 85. I am looking for him. Well, so if you are Joseph Weibels and Wibbles or Weibels, not too sure how to pronounce it, and then please, I apologize. If you're him or you know Joseph, please let him know someone is looking for him. Now, here's why I'm changing things. Normally, I would have just sent the email over to the person looking for that individual. But what I'm going to do is, Joseph or you know who Joseph Weibels is, please drop me an email at dave@berlinbrigade.com, and I will forward you the original message. And then that way you decide what you want to do with it. But again, we're just changing the way things we're doing. We're going to do things a little bit, and that's how we're going to do it. I will forward you the original email that came in looking for you, but I will not forward your email to somebody else unless it's with your permission. So again, if you know who Joseph Weibels is, or you are Joseph Weibels, former member of Charlie Company, 5th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, drop me a note. Someone's looking for you. Our next email is one of those awesome questions that come in, and I've answered it before, but you know what? We need to take another look at it because, again, it's something that we need to address, and we need to make sure that everybody's got it under control. And the email reads, Dave, I was just curious if you know whether the Army of Occupation Medal was issued to all individuals who served in the Berlin Brigade. I was asked this question not too long ago by a close friend I served with in Berlin from 1967 to 1968. After doing some research, it sounded like everyone who served in Berlin should have received one. We know of no one in our unit who ever did. Well, here's the answer about the Army of Occupation Medal. To be awarded the Army of Occupation Medal, a service member was required to have performed at least 30 consecutive days of military duty in a designated area, an area designated Military of Occupation Zone. The Army of Occupation Medal was presented with a campaign clasp denoting either European or Asian service. Now, depending on the region in which the occupation service had been performed, that was the clasp that you were issued. Now, the campaign clasps were worn on the full-size medal only, with no corresponding device for wearing the ribbon. Okay, on the uniform, you had to actually wear the entire medal, and. That was that. Now, in addition to the Germany clasp, there were for the service members who performed, there was another clasp, there we go, for service members who performed 92 consecutive days of military duty during the Berlin Airlift in 1948 to 1949. The Berlin Airlift device is authorized as a device of the Army of Occupation Medal. Now, the 30-day consecutive rule, or a 30 consecutive day rule, there we go, applies to the occupation of West Berlin for military service for any consecutive 30-day period starting May 9, 1945 to October 2nd, 1940. Okay, if you were in Berlin, you were assigned to Berlin, you were there for more than 30 days in a row, you got the medal. You were authorized to have it. May 1945 to October 1990. There is no break in this time period. Okay, so it's like almost a 45-year time period There is no break in that. There's no like stoppage and, oh, from this day to this day is exempt. No, nonstop break from 1945 to October 1990 with no break in that time period. That's where people question it. And again, so don't worry. There's no break in that time period. Folks, I suggest that you check your DD-214 or your discharge papers. I don't know if it's always been 214. And no, in my time, it was a DD-214. Check it to ensure that it is written there, that it's written that you have an Army of Occupation medal. You have orders to Berlin. You know you were in Berlin for more than 30 days. You've got citations, but it's not written in your DD-214. It's time now to get the ball rolling. Get it on your DD-214. You did your time in Berlin. You earned it. You deserved it. And no clerk at any outprocessing center can permanently take that away from you. You know, because again, because the medal was still open, I know that there were several instances where the Army military, what was it called? The U.S. Army's Manual of Decorations and Awards denoted, you know, it would say May 1945 until blank. And so these clerks who never ever went to Berlin, probably never even left the outprocessing center that they worked at. And again, I'm not coming down on them, but again, they didn't. In some cases, I have to, and because they didn't stop to ask the question, and in some cases, they took it away from people. So now they had to get the ball rolling, get involved with the VA, get their DD-214 changed all over again, and you had to get it going all, start again from scratch, basically. It's like you had to go back to Berlin and prove you were there. But you know what? You earned it. You deserved it. And like I said, no clerk at any outprocessing center can permanently take it away from you. It's yours. You just got to make sure that it's on that DD-214. Now, if you need help, please do not hesitate to drop me a note. I'll do what I can to help you. I do also recommend that you get with the VFW if they don't want to help. You know, it might be time to call your congressman, let them know. But, you know, you've got to get the ball rolling. There is a process to get your Army of Occupation medal added onto it. So please check your DD-214 to ensure it's there. But one thing I do want to let you know, that it doesn't matter what, because it doesn't say the criteria doesn't say infantry service member. It says service member that was performing duty in Berlin for 30 consecutive days. So if you're a medic, if you were an MP, if you were in the band, if you were up on Teufelsberg or Marienfelde, or you were a Tempelhof, guess what? 30 days, you got it. I want to give a special thank you to everyone that purchased the 2012 limited edition Berlin Brigade ball cap. These are a limited run caps. Only 24 of them are made each year. So if you did not get a cap for 2012, well, be on the lookout for the 2013 edition. It'll come out just after the first of the year. However, if you'd like to get in on the early notification of the 2013 edition, then I invite you to send an email to capoffer, C-A-P-O-F-F-E-R, capoffer at berlinbrigade.com. That's the email address, and that's strictly what it's for, just to get in on the early notification of the 2013 caps. And again, that's capoffer, like ball cap, all one word, capoffer at berlinbrigade.com. Again, if you got one, thank you very much. And if you didn't and you want to get a early notification or a head start on 2013, drop me a note. We'll add you to the list. And when I'm ready to let everybody know, I'll let you know first. The last announcement goes out to everyone that submits to the registry. Now, everyone, please ensure that the email address you submit is a working valid email address. It happens every once in a while, and typically it happens to those individuals that use their work email address, especially those that work for the federal or state government, because it's so long, and it'll say like .this.that.that.gov or .this.that.something.else.us or .. you know, something. And it gets long, and it's also why I recommend that everyone create and use one of those public email services like Gmail or Yahoo Mail, or Live Mail, or even Hotmail. Again, it's just easier that way, and this email can follow you everywhere you go, especially if you get one, if you get transferred, or PCS, or change jobs. And change jobs in a situation or in a place that the government email address you gave me today will not be valid at the next job that you got moved to or the next PCS location or where your final destination is. So again, I kind of recommend those. So again, be sure you're giving me or giving us a good working email address. That way your friends can get a hold of you. Well, the time has come to start wrapping up this episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. As always, I invite you to call in and leave a voice message or an audio comment on the BerlinBrigade.com hotline at 413-274-4233. Also, please don't forget, you can always send in your comments, questions, concerns, reunion info, and of course, podcast ideas to Dave at BerlinBrigade.com. That's D-A-V-E at BerlinBrigade.com. If you want to get your message to the right audience, this podcast and the BerlinBrigade.com is the perfect vehicle to communicate with your audience. So don't think your reunion is too small because there's two people or three people. You know, hey, when veterans get together, it's a reunion and it's a great cause for celebration. So, hey, drop me a note. Also, I invite you to stay up to date with the latest at BerlinBrigade.com by, well, visiting our website at BerlinBrigade.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/BerlinBrigade, and Berlin Brigade is all one word. Also, you can do what over 1,500 of our fellow Berlin Brigade veterans, members, supporters, and fans have done, and that is to join us on the BerlinBrigade.com group page over on Facebook. And you can do that by following the links on the BerlinBrigade.com homepage. Also, hey, be sure to check out the fan page and like us over there. And that's a new tool that I'm experimenting with to help get more of the word out to everybody. And if you made it to this point in the podcast, I invite you to go to the fan page, and the link is on the BerlinBrigade.com homepage. Once you get there, okay, the fan page on, not the group page, but this is the fan page, the Facebook fan page, okay? And the link, just follow the Facebook link. It's on the BerlinBrigade.com homepage. And I want you, when you get there, go ahead and post, quote, "I heard it on the podcast," end quote. Well, it's got your name, and it'll tell us who you are. But post that, said, "I heard it on the podcast." And of all those that post, I will randomly select one to win the last one of the 2012 limited edition Berlin Brigade ball cap. Yep, I saved one just specifically for this. This offer is open to anyone. Remember, all you have to do is follow the Facebook fan page link from the BerlinBrigade.com homepage. And then post on that fan page, like it if you want to, but post on there and say, and all the post has to say is, "I heard it on the podcast," and you're eligible to win. Lastly, I want to say merci beaucoup, spasiba, thank you very much, and vielen Dank to all the website visitors, and I do hope you've enjoyed your visit to Freedom's Virtual Outpost, and please come back real soon. Listen, episode 42, we have a very special and unique interview all lined up, so you're definitely going to want to come back for that. But in the meantime, that's it for episode 41 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. Thank you for spending this time with me, and I continue our never-ending quest for the key to the clock tower. However, I'm starting to feel confident that we're going to have an answer real soon. We're going to find it soon, so stick around for that. Listen, until next time, danke schön, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss.
Sergeant Major, dismiss the brigade! The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a Dave Guerra production. Thank you.